It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The internet has weighed in on what the best songs of 2018 are. This website called Dig collected the info. They didn't use a super fancy algorithm to figure out what tunes were resonating with people at large, but they actually pored over a spreadsheet of other best of 2018 song lists and assigned a point system to the top choices. So here are the top 10. I'll start from going backwards from number 10. So number 10 was Nice for What by Drake.
Okay, my guess is that was the number one song.
Nope. Number 9 is No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande. 8, Honey by Robin. 7, Sicko Mode, Travis Scott. 6 was Make Me Feel, Janelle Monáe. 5 was Shallow, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Number 4, This Is America, Childish Gambino.
Love.
Number 3, I Like It by Cardi B. Number 2 surprised me. Number 2 is Love It If We Made It by The 1975, which I thought, wow, that surpassed Cardi B? Because we're not even playing that song, so I thought that was interesting. I don't know if I agree with that. And then the number 1 song, any guesses?
Well, I went with Drake, so I don't know.
I was going to guess Cardi B, but now I'm going to guess Thank You, Next.
Liv is
Thank
correct.
Thank You, Next.
What?
Yep, number one song of 2018, according to this website, is Ariana Grande's Thank You, Next.
There's no way that could be. I'm not saying it's not a good song, but this is the number one song of the year.
Gosh. I would say I'm surprised only because it hasn't been out very long.
It just got here.
So
Same
I feel like I would have guessed I Like It by Cardi B. That's what I would have said.
Yeah, I could see that. I would agree with that way more than Thank You, Next.
Or I would have guessed
that Maroon 5 song.
Is Nice for What, Kiki, Do You Love Me, Drake?
No, it's not.
My Feelings. In My Feelings by Drake is what I would have also guessed.
Yes.
I was going to guess In My Feelings and the Maroon 5 Girls Like You.
See, that didn't even make the list.
Yeah, I know, which I'm not mad about. I'm just glad this is number one because this plays in my soul at all times.
So there's your top 10 list of songs for 2018. And after destroying evidence and misleading investigators in an effort to protect his reputation and payout, Les Moonves, the former CEO of CBS, is now not getting a single dime of the $120 million severance he expected. Since stepping down under allegations of misconduct this fall, the company's board explained they completed their investigation of former chairman and CEO Leslie Moonves, they said that with regards to him, they have determined that there are grounds to terminate for cause, including his willful and material misfeasance, violation of company policies, and breach of his employment contract, as well as his willful failure to cooperate fully with the company's investigation. He will not receive any severance payment from the company. He's expected to take legal action now in regards to not getting the big bucks payout that he anticipated.
I want to see him in court saying why he should get paid.
Well, he did some shady stuff, and they have ample proof and evidence. I mean, there's no denying it. He will not win. And Julia Roberts remembers the first fan encounter that she had after her first big movie, Mystic Pizza, in the late 80s.
Well, I went home to Georgia to visit my mom and my younger sister, and we went to the movies, and I think it was after the movie was over, and I was in the bathroom, and there was a woman in the bathroom who said, "Hey, girl in stall number one, were you in Mystic Pizza?" I said, "Yeah." "Will you sign this?" And she put something
under the stall. Oh, my
I said,
God.
Not right now.
That's the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next, this is something that blows my mind that a guy would actually tell to a woman. A friend of mine told me that a guy she was interested in, he kind of blew her off, and this is what he said to her. He's, actually, I'm going to tell you what he said, but it's just, I wish a girl would do what she did to him. But he said, like, what she did kind of turned him off, and I guess he kind of friend-zoned her for this. I'll tell you the story next and see if any other guy agrees with this or if this guy's just absolutely crazy. Our number, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. It's Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.